morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriScience is joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flagleaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. A judge in Arkansas has dismissed a lawsuit by Monsanto seeking to block the state's ban of dicamba herbicides from April 16 through October 31st. Arkansas enacted the ban after receiving nearly 1,000 complaints last year about the weed killer drifting onto fields and damaging crops not resistant to the herbicide. In dismissing the case, the judge cited a state Supreme Court ruling last month that said the state legislature can't waive Arkansas's immunity from lawsuits, saying that the state Supreme Court ruling prevented the lower court from deciding on the case. Monsanto says the state can't claim immunity since the company wasn't seeking monetary damages. Attorneys for the Arkansas Plant Board argued the company hadn't proven the state had acted illegally or unconstitutionally, so the state was immune from the lawsuit. Arkansas's Assistant Attorney General Gary Sullivan said during the hearing that they just don't like the decision the plant board made. Monsanto did not say whether it would appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the 2018 growing season is fast approaching, and Monsanto is trying to take a proactive stance to help farmers comply with new EPA regulations requiring training for everyone planning to apply low-volatility dicamba formulations on their crops. Low-volatility dicamba formulations have been approved for in-crop use in 33 states, seven of which are requiring that applicators attend training sessions provided by the state. In the other 26 states, Monsanto and other low-volatility dicamba registrants are providing the training nonetheless. Ryan Rubishko, Monsanto's dicamba portfolio lead, says all applicators need to attend the training.
The training overall will be approximately 90 minutes in length, and the key focus areas will be related to the product label, of course, application requirements, various record-keeping requirements with these new updated federal labels, along with incorporating a number of best practices and key learnings that were identified this past season, and also give both growers and custom applicators an opportunity to ask questions to the facilitators during these live sessions.
And while Monsanto's trainings are focused on Xtendimax with vapor grip technology, those who complete a Monsanto-led training are allowed to use any low-volatility dicamba herbicides approved in their state.
You got farm news on Ron.
Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 bull sale happening Saturday, March 3rd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale starts at noon featuring 85 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls bred for calving ease. Fertility tested and fully guaranteed, sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. For more information, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 and ask for your sale catalog today. That's Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 bull sale, March 3rd in Seminole. See you there.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.